Reddy
Williams.
Und tonight's orchestral concert, which is being given by Reddy Williams Symphony Orchestra, leader Renzo Marconi, is being conducted by the young Irish conductor Emily Brennan.
And we intend to have bands from all the parishes in South Leitrim, as well as banners and slogans such as "Down with the Jazz," "Out with Paganism."
I started to write music myself when I was six. And I think the only music I'd heard then was my father playing Mendelssohn Songs Without Words chiefly.
Then he'd go on the station calling Dublin 2RN.
You listen to RTE Lyric FM. This is a concert interval, and my name is whatever, whoever. What does that mean? How did we get here, here at the National Concert Hall, here musically in over a century of new Irish music, and here in your kitchen, in your car, your stereo or headphones, whichever and wherever, but always here between your ears? This story begins in 1926 in a labour exchange for women and juveniles, in a room upstairs with two grand pianos. The Dublin Broadcasting Studio. 2RN, 2RN. 319.1 metres. RN. Erin. At 7:45 on the evening of the 1st of January 1926, the first verifiable proof of a national broadcasting service began. Listen. First, there was an opening statement by Dr. Douglas Hyde. Then the number one army band under Colonel Fritz Brazé. And this was followed by the director of the broadcasting service, Seamus Clandillon, singing three traditional songs.
That's the wonderful sound of the pupils of Rishini National School singing at the grand concert of the Inishowen Singing Festival 2016.
Rings on her fingers, bells on her toes. Old Johnny Marston.
The festival is run by the Inishowen Traditional Singers Circle, a group whose purpose is to encourage and perpetuate the folk song and ballad tradition of the Inishowen Peninsula. And as part of this work, every year several national schools learn a few traditional songs and perform them at the festival. Their performance is a highlight for the festival organisers and the pupils, their parents and grandparents.
Tell me now when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pull my hair and stole my comb, well that's alright till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is counting one, two, three, please will you tell me who is she?
My name is Otto Slinvine, and in this programme I hope to bring you a taste of the Inishowen Singing Festival 2016. But first, how did we get here?
As I rambled out one evening, not far away from home, in a spot and I'll clonmany our way down in Inishowen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live at the Ploughing. Good morning to you. Everybody all right? Welcome, it's RTÉ Lyric FM, RTÉ in the Morning, and the great Conor McKeown and his fantastic band, ladies and gentlemen, who are going to entertain us. Now, has anybody got any money? Because I'm a bit short. Nobody brought any money? Oh, look, you're a farmer, sir, I understand. You've no money at all. We'll never find out your acreage or anything. You're very welcome here today, lads. Do you like the RTÉ stand? Isn't it lovely? absolutely lovely. This is our special stand. We are going to have music and crack and whatever else we can get through during the course of this morning. But we start with this fine body of young men who are all single, ladies. Every one of them. Every one of them. Promised to nobody. Well, it's not a surprise when you see them. So, ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome, with Marty in the Morning, as we kickstart our morning here on RTÉ Lyric FM, Conor McKeown and the band, ladies and gentlemen.
Wanna be Americano, Americano, Americano. You wanna drive a Cadillac. Now he's chasing sugar, smoking Camel, whiskey and soda. Now he's never going back.
My first memory of the Troubles in Northern Ireland is, I believe, officially the first day of the Troubles in Northern Ireland, which is the 5th of October 1968 in Derry. That was the day of the infamous civil rights demonstration, which the Royal Ulster Constabulary broke up on the instructions of William Craig, the then Home Secretary of the Stormont government.
As I have previously said, ladies and gentlemen, from this platform, we, the Unionist Party, and indeed the Orange Institution, have nothing to be apologetic for in the treatment of the minority in this
country. Going to chapel this morning, we were searched 4 weeks ago, and the weren't even going at us. To go to chapel this morning.
And I had older brothers. We were a family of six children living in the Craigan Estate, on top of that hill in the west of Derry. If anybody knows the geography of Derry, it's the hill that looms above the bog site. You can see the fringe of the Craigan from the bog site. I lived there. Well, these older brothers would go, as Derry people say, down the town on a Saturday afternoon. And I still remember them coming back on this particular Saturday with urgent reports of trouble.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're very welcome to the National Concert Hall on this New Year's evening as we toast the months to come with a confection of dance and song from Vienna, that city of so many dreams. I'm Liz Nolan of RTÉ Lyric FM. It's a real pleasure to be with you on such a sparkling event. And of course, a very special welcome to all our listeners worldwide tuned in via RTÉ Lyric FM. Oh, speaking of sparkles, we have a shining star set to join us. Guest artist Maura Flavin is among Ireland's top sopranos, and she'll soon grace the stage with a selection of arias. But for now, a whirl from the dance king himself, Johann Strauss II, who took the world for a waltz with his beloved orchestral airs. Penned as a sequel to his famed Blue Danube, Strauss takes us to the foothills of Vienna for his Tales from the Vienna Woods, setting the scene with a romantic prelude, then bursting into an array of glorious dances. His Tales from the Vienna Woods by Johann Strauss II, ladies and gentlemen, the RTÉ National Symphony Orchestra, conductor David Brophy.
Und From the streets of Paris, bonjour and welcome to the Hamilton Scores on the Road. Dad, but here are Sonas and her younger sister Fela, and Fela is very eager to get in on the action here.
I wish everyone a happy Christmas. I would like to introduce my sister. She is really nice, and I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas.
Fela, what does Santa say?
That's right, Fela.
Who fears to speak of Easter week, that week of famed renown? When the boys in green, they went out to fight the forces of the crown.
On Easter Monday 1916, we set out to challenge the then mighty British Empire, to ensure that the children of the nation would be born in freedom, that they would never know the humiliation and shame of living under alien rule, or endure the truculence of a foreign soldiery.
Then came 10,000 khaki coats, our rebel boys to kill. Before they reached O'Connell Street, of fight they got their fill. They machine guns and...
My brother Sean and I went to confession on Easter Saturday night and sallied forth on Easter Monday, saying goodbye to my mother and four sisters.
For 6 long days we held them off at odds of 10 to 1, and through our lines they cut
not... I got a note to say that I was to report that, you know, the corner of Lessington Street that runs, if you are going down towards the Black Church.
The Anglo-Saxons make great contributions to culture, don't they? They shot our leaders in a jail without a trial, they say. They murdered women and children who in their cellars lay. They dug the grave with gun and spade to hide them from our view, because they could neither kill nor catch the rebels so bold and true. But we will love old Ireland and shall while life remain. And we will say, Godspeed the day the rebels will rise again. Though Irish slaves and English knaves may try you to deceive, remember those who died for you, and likewise James Connolly's brave.
Michael McHale, it's an absolute pleasure to have you in for a Blue Room session and for the chat. What we like to do is ask our artists to choose some music so that we get to know what you're into musically. And you've made some great choices for us tonight that we're going to play and enjoy. They say that Mel Torme is the singer's singer. I think when it comes to jazz piano, Bill Evans is the pianist's pianist. You have a particular association with Bill?
Yeah, I've always been a great admirer of his. And actually, when I was in Cambridge, I wrote my third-year dissertation on Bill Evans and Thelonious Monk.
Okay.
And comparing and contrasting their kind of two contemporaries, but from totally different ends of the spectrum. But the reason that Bill Evans was such a revolutionary in the jazz world is that he took aspects from classical piano. He was a very fine classical player. He played Bach every morning. He played Beethoven Third Concerto for his college major. But he took the elements, like things that hadn't previously been seen as integral to jazz improvisation, such as use of tone color and pedaling and all of these things, and made them important and integral in how he improvised and the way he used sound, as well as, of course, harmony and melody. And And that is the most inspiring thing, that he really created a special and a very wide tonal palette as an improviser. And that has then subsequently inspired generations of jazz pianists such as Keith Jarrett and Brad Mehldau. You can always track back to something to Bill Evans, for me anyway.
And this piece that you've chosen, the piece, that's P-E-A-C-E, is from an album called Everybody Digs Bill Evans. And this particular recording, I think, was an actual, an outtake. It was almost like a, you know, an afterthought.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, because the album was a trio album.
Yeah.
And one of the tracks on the album, he starts this beautiful...
flamenco sketches,
really. Yeah, and it also inspired flamenco sketches as well,
except it had
more harmonies. But yeah, that's exactly right. And so for this outtake, he just kept going just with that one little ostinato, and his right hand was just going all over the place, almost messy on like in places.
Do it again. I interrupted your flow there. It's so beautiful.
He just does all kinds of things. So it starts quite diatonic, and then later it gets what? You know, and he does all these kind of polytonal things, and it's just so simple, but it's just the way he creates this kind of arc from start to finish with basically two harmonies. Is quite incredible and very touching.
Let's give a listen to the recording. This is from 1958, I believe.
The scene changes to Sing Street Christian Brothers School in Dublin city centre. The year 1900 and stormy weather. A young boy stands among his classmates. Rain pours pathetic fallaciously.
May I state that I am a Gael. I'm Gaelic from the crown of my head, the soles of my feet. Gaelic front and back, above and below. Likewise, you are all truly Gaelic. We are all Gaelic Gaels, a Gaelic lineage. He who is Gaelic will be Gaelic evermore. I myself have not spoken a word except Gaelic since the day I was born, just like you. And every sentence I've ever uttered has been on the subject of Gaelic.
Draw a veil on this pitiful scene and return to 1966 and the violence-free studio of George Knowall, the quizzical and inquiring humorist who might be found in any respectable public house in Carlow.
So, ladies and gentlemen, our first piece this evening from Rachel Ni Quinn, Only Leaps Into the Dark.
Christmas presented by Evelyn Grant.
You're very welcome to this week's selection from our competition, a real celebration of the wonderful choral singing that happens around the country. All the entries can be heard on our Choirs for Christmas page on the Lyric website.
But today we're going to meet, first of all, the choir from Glenageary Killiney National School. This choir is open to all the pupils from 3rd to 6th class each year, and they turn up for rehearsal every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. They're going to sing Softly by Sue Stevens, and they're conducted by Frank Hughes.
Last question, Alan Menken. You're on a desert island and you're allowed to take one of your Disney movies with you. Now, the last guy there has left Beauty and the Beast. You're allowed to pick one more. What will it be?
Oh, stop. I'm going to say, just to be original, I'll say Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Interesting. Favourite song from it?
Probably Out There.
Alan Menken, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Safe behind these windows and these parapets of stone, gazing at the people down below me. All my life I watch them as I hide up here alone, hungry for the histories they show me. All my life I memorize their faces, knowing them as they will never know me. All my life I wonder how it feels to pass a day.
And in all the creative arts, things have to go wrong. Things have to go belly up regularly. And the real changes and movements have always upset some apple cart, if not all the apple carts.
The spire in the quagmire, the dagger in the corpse, the skewer in the sewer. The single finger up, the stiffy in the liffy, the ice in the hole, the chopstick stuck in traffic, the north side pole. The pin that burst the bubble, the last tooth in the comb, the first sign of trouble, the barbed welcome home, the spike in the crime rate, the spine without a back, the hypo from the corpo, the stake through the heart. The noodle, the point and no return, the stick in the muddle, the javelin, the harpoon, the rod, the birch, the batta, the Christian brother's cane, the crozier of St. Patrick, weaponized again.
Out in the Cold Again is a heartbreaker.
Yeah.
And yet there's redemption later on in the song. You're not sure where it's going, and then suddenly it's okay.
Yeah.
Where's that coming from?
Where's it coming from? It's coming from
a sense of feeling outside and then realising you're not.
I've always felt like an outsider. Always.
Is that the only child, do you think?
I think it is, and I don't know if you've read the book probably a lot of people are going to rush out to get this book. It's called The Outsider by Colin Wilson. That was one of the books that had a great effect on me early on, as well as Nausea by Sartre, and just Jack Kerouac stuff on the road.
Dharma Bums.
And Zen Buddhism by Christmas Hermit. So that's a book that had a big effect on me, and I identified with that. Outsider. I've always identified with that.
And happy in your own company.
Yeah, yeah, but it doesn't mean that you want to be isolated all the time. But it sort of means that you're not just going along with, you're not conforming, sort of thing. You know what I mean?
I was Mr. Nice Guy too long, then I found out that was wrong, and I played the losing role.
Auchtron. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Paul Herriot on behalf of RTE, the National Concert Hall, Bord na Móna, and of course RTE Lyric FM. It's my very great pleasure to welcome all of you to this, the opening concert of what is a very significant musical event, Composing the Island, celebrating a century of music in Ireland from 1916 until the present day. Now, over the course of these next 3 weeks, 6 major orchestral concerts and over 20 additional concerts will serve to remind us of the contribution of so many creative individuals who strove through these years to find their own personal means of expression, and in doing so have deeded us our own distinctively Irish musical voice. Almost 200 works will be performed, broadcast and recorded, and we'll be reminded also of the contribution of towering figures, the likes of Hamilton Harty, Brian Boydell, Sean O'Riordan, Gerald Barry, and so many, many more, as we look back to our musical past, contemplate our musical present, and even lend further insight into an exciting musical future.
With Ellen Cranage.
Hello everyone, you're very welcome to the Purple Vespertine live from Studio One in RTE Radio Centre. Special Culture Night concert for you tonight, as we've joined forces with our long-term collaborators, Music Network, to bring you some of the best performers on the island of Ireland today and a little bit beyond. We're delighted to have our audience in studio with us, so a very warm welcome to you, and also our listeners on the airwaves all across the globe. It's great to have your company. Tonight, not only are we celebrating a night of culture and music, but we're celebrating 30 years of Music Network. They're on the go, 30 years bringing music to places which might not necessarily have access to a larger concert hall experience. So they're a valuable resource over the past 30 years, doing fantastic things. We're thrilled to be able to present this along with Music Network, who, like Lyric, are aiming to make music as accessible as possible all over the country. They've co-curated this fabulous program that we're about to hear, and along with RTE Lyric FM, the Purple Vespertine, and the Blue of the Night. I'm Ellen Cranage, and this is my wonderful friend and colleague, Mr. Carl Corcoran.
Thank you. You're very welcome, and as Ellen said, this is a very special night.
celebrating 30 years of Music Network. And if you were to look at them,